Yeah. Is there any, like, you know, mistakes you've made in Japan? Like,
Oh, I've made several, but I I think the funniest one I have that ever happened was after my parents came back to the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Like in late August, they have a big Obon festival in Odori Park in Sapporo.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go to that with some of my friends,
mm-hmm.
and we all decided to wear yukata for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually worn a yukata to another town festival earlier that summer,
mm-hmm.
at in Gunmaken when I was visiting there.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had said that I was wearing my yukata backwards, but I wasn't. But because they had said that, I thought that I was wearing it the wrong way.
Uh-huh. In Gunma, right?
So,
In Gunma. Yeah. Backwards, right?
But it was actually okay in Gunma.
Uh-huh.
But then when I put it on again in Sapporo, I was in a rush, and I put it on the wrong way, and I didn't tie the obi tight enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting, like, a bunch of us were sitting in Odori Park, and we were waiting for everyone else to meet up with us.
Mm-hmm.
When this, like, these two, like, nicer oba-chans were, like, you know, walking around, and they kept on circling around, and I could tell they were looking at me,
mm-hmm.
and they were looking at the fact that my obi was starting to come undone. It was way too loose.
Uh-huh.
So right in the middle of the park, they just wanted to fix the obi, and then they were looking at the yukata, and like, oh no, it's backwards. And so very quickly they went and they flipped it. They you know, very quickly and very discreetly tried to, like, switch the obi, the flaps around for the yukata.
Uh-huh.
And they redid the entire thing in the middle of the park.
What? You had to take off your yukata and flip it backwards?
Well, they actually, I don't know how they did it, but they just very quickly, like, just lifted the yukata, they just lifted the two front parts of the yukata and switched them around.
Mm.
And, like, I mean, I guess I was technically, like, afterwards my friends joked that normally they would have to pay money to see that. But they did it very quickly and very discreetly, but it was in the middle of Odori Park, and I was very embarrassed.
Wow. But, no, how nice of them to actually, you know, walk up to a foreigner, you know, and actually do that. Did they speak English, or did they just say,
"Dameo"?
Hmm.
It was all Japanese, but they were so sweet to have done it.
Yeah.
I was very grateful to
them. Hmm.